The coronavirus pandemic has had an impact on the way we shop on Delmarva, impacting local malls and restaurants. Maryland has begun to reopen, but the effects of the virus may last for some time for these industries. Memo Dereker is Director of Business Economic and Community Outreach Network on the campus of Salisbury University. Now, the retail stores have been hit by the coronavirus, but they've been struggling long before that.
Retail actually is a very interesting case study. The pandemic did not cause the problems they're having. It just simply exacerbated the problems they already were having. The way we shop, as you mentioned, is changing, has been changing for a while. And this pandemic has changed the way we look at home shopping, looked at e-commerce and m-commerce shopping from our phones. Shopping is going to become more of an experience, more as a passing of time kind of activity. But retail will not go away. It will just have to reinvent itself. Fortunately, more of the innovative retailers were already looking at reinventing themselves, and some had already reinvented themselves. So this is just going to speed up the process.
One of the industries, by the way, I personally know that have been hit is the restaurant industry. Still a lot of people not wanting to go inside restaurants to eat. They obviously had the takeout orders, which at least sustained some of the restaurants. What kind of impact has that had on those restaurants?
Huge, because, you know, yes, we can still go and buy the take-home or they can deliver, but that's only a percentage of their sales. Because when we used to go out to the restaurant, it wasn't for food. We went to the restaurant because it was a social activity. And this is the part that social distancing takes away from the restaurant experience. And until a vaccine comes along and until effective treatments come along, the restaurant industry is going to continue to suffer because, as you said, it's not just allowing them to open or not open. It's also the patrons wanting to go out. And then with millions and millions of people out of work, they will not be able to go out. It's just they don't have it in their budgets. So we're going to have to wait a while before the restaurant industry comes back. And I'm afraid there's going to be a thinning of the herd there.
Overall, do you see a large number of businesses not being able to come back?
It depends. Surviving what has happened in the past few months is one thing. But if we have a second surge, if we have a prolonged absences from work and for our workers not being able to work, if we have prolonged unemployment, the recovery will take a much longer time. There was some hope that this would be a deep V-type recovery, and we've seen a little bit of a V after we started opening up. But look at what's happening in the South and in the West. Those places that opened up are now having to close down again because people are not heeding the advice about protecting themselves, about wearing masks to protect each other, keeping their distances. All those kinds of things tell us that the human behavior, as well as the virus's own propagation, is going to be a huge impact. I'm a little bit of an optimist, usually, but I don't see that deep V recovery coming. I'm also looking at the pessimistic side of it, where if a second bigger surge comes in, especially in conjunction with the flu season, that we might actually go into a W-type recession, go up a little bit, fall back down again, etc. So this is going to take time. Vaccine and effective treatment are going to be the key resolutions to this. But in the meantime, human beings have to take common sense precautions.
Memo Dereker is Director of Business Economic and Community Outreach Network on the campus of Salisbury University. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.